Genesis 45. And Joseph could not control himself before all them that stood by him, and he cried, "Put every man out from me!" And no man stood with him when Joseph made himself known to his brethren. And he raised his voice in weeping, and the Egyptians heard, and the house of Pharaoh heard. And Joseph said to his brethren, "I am Joseph. Does my father yet live?" And his brethren could not answer him, for they were troubled at his presence. And Joseph said to his brethren, "Come near to me, I pray you." And they came near. And he said, "I am Joseph, your brother, whom you sold into Egypt. And now be not grieved, and be not angry with yourselves that you sold me hither, for God sent me before you to preserve life. For the famine has been these 2 years in the land, and yet there are 5 years in which there will be neither plowing nor harvest. So God sent me before you to preserve you a remnant in the earth, and to save you alive by a great deliverance. And now it was not you that sent me here, but God, and he has made me a father to Pharaoh, and lord of all his house, and governor over all the land of Egypt. Haste and go up to my father, and say to him, 'Thus says thy son Joseph, God has made me lord of all Egypt. Come down to me, tarry not. And thou shalt dwell in the land of Goshen, and thou shalt be near to me, thou and thy sons, and thy sons' sons, and thy sheep, and thy cattle, and all that thou hast. And there will I maintain thee, for yet there are 5 years of famine, in order that thou be not impoverished, thou and thy household, and all that thou hast. And behold, your eyes see, and the eyes of my brother Benjamin, that it is my mouth which speaks to you. And tell my father of all my glory in Egypt, and of all that ye have seen, and haste and bring down my father hither.' And he fell on his brother Benjamin's neck and wept, and Benjamin wept on his neck. And he kissed all his brethren and wept upon them, and after that his brethren talked with him. And the report was heard in Pharaoh's house, saying, 'Joseph's brethren are come.' And it was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of his bondmen. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, 'Say to thy brethren, do this, load your beasts and depart, go into the land of Canaan, and take your father and your households, and come to me, and I will give you the good of the land of Egypt, and ye shall eat the fat of the land. And thou art commanded, this do, take wagons out of the land of Egypt for your little ones and for your wives, and take up your father, and come. And let not your eye regret your stuff, for the good of all the land of Egypt shall be yours.' And the sons of Israel did so, and Joseph gave them wagons, according to the commandment of Pharaoh, and gave them provision for the way. To each one of them all he gave changes of clothing, but to Benjamin he gave 300 pieces of silver and 5 changes of clothing. And to his father he sent this, 10 asses laden with the good things of Egypt, and 10 she-asses laden with corn and bread for food for his father by the way. And he sent his brethren away, and they departed. And he said to them, 'Do not quarrel on the way.' And they went up out of Egypt, and came into the land of Canaan to Jacob their father. And they told him, saying, 'Joseph is still alive, and he is governor over all the land of Egypt.' And his heart fainted, for he did not believe them. And they spoke to him all the words of Joseph which he had spoken to them. And he saw the wagons that Joseph had sent to carry him, and the spirit of Jacob their father revived. And Israel said, 'It is enough. Joseph, my son, is yet alive. I will go and see him before I die.'"